Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come in, stay a while. We'll dive into Alabama winning a 7th title for Nick Saban. Had one with LSU and 6 now with Alabama, and perhaps none more impressive than this season. Alabama beat 11 SEC teams, then beat Notre Dame and Ohio State in convincing fashion. We'll also talk to Sal Palantonio. He covers the Philadelphia Eagles and that mess right now with Doug Peterson being shown the door. And I don't think that's a good coaching vacancy. They got a lot of issues in Philadelphia. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. He's the Cleveland Browns starting center. J.C. Tretter will join us coming up. What was it like to play the Steelers and then play the Steelers and you're introducing yourself to your fellow offensive linemen who you're bringing in just for that game? Bruce Arians, the Tampa Bay head coach, will join us coming up as well. You know, it's amazing how fast the expectations for a franchise can rise. We were talking about this last hour. The Cubs waited over 100 years to win a World Series. And then they fired their manager, Joe Maddon, a few years later. Red Sox, supposed to be cursed. They clean house. After they don't win it, they've done it again. The Eagles used to be in that group of cursed franchises. Win its first Super Bowl 3 seasons ago. Now they part ways with Doug Peterson. I don't know what was the straw that broke the camel's back. The decision to pull Jalen Hurts in week 17, or maybe Peterson was... Maybe it had enough there. That's what I wonder. Because we're seeing reports about a lot of cooks in the kitchen in Philadelphia, and maybe it's best that the two sides decided to part ways, and maybe Doug Peterson gets another head coaching job. But you win a Super Bowl, it's great, but it doesn't take long for that honeymoon to end. And we've seen this, and we saw this with Philadelphia, we saw this with the Cubs, we saw this with the Red Sox, And you can make a case that the Red Sox should have stayed with Terry Francona and the Cubs with Joe Maddon. All right, McClubbin, you got a poll question here. We say good morning to our TV partner, Peacock, and also our great radio affiliates around the country.
I put up the Jalen Waddle poll. Should Jalen Waddle have played, yes or no? Just because we're still arguing about it over here.
And the results are?
Oh, so far 61% say yes, but it's early. I just put up a few minutes ago.
Well, just from afar, as a viewer, I didn't like it. I wanted him to be able to perform at a high level, not just make an appearance in the game. But whatever his motive was, I mean, that has to be factored in. And maybe Coach Saban said, look, if you get healthy enough, I'm going to play you. I'm going to put you in the game. I wouldn't have played him as much as they played him. I would have had him in there, but he was obviously laboring with coming back from a broken ankle. And I think we could all understand that you would be. He didn't look great. Didn't look comfortable. And as much as I want to say, boy, I'm going to praise his toughness there, I would have preferred that he didn't play last night. Just because I want him to be able to showcase his talents, and he clearly wasn't able to do that. You know, Justin Fields had to play last night. I don't know how banged up he is, and I'm sure we'll find this out at some point, but he didn't look completely comfortable, healthy there. You lose your starting running back. You know you got to score basically every time you get the ball. Because we talked about it yesterday. If you're not scoring at least 35, you got no chance to beat Alabama. And Alabama put up a 50-burger. All right, we'll get your phone calls as well. Dunder Mifflin family has found a new home. The Office is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Whether you know every quote or you're a newbie to Scranton, you can stream every episode again and again and again. Sign up at peacocktv.com to stream. Now, here is Nick Saban after last night's win.
Well, you know, to me, this team accomplished more almost than any team. No disrespect to any other teams that we had or any championship teams, but this team won 11 SEC games. No other team has done that. They won the SEC and went undefeated in the SEC. And then they beat two great teams in the playoffs with no break in between. Played 13 games and went undefeated. With all the disruption that we had in this season, I think there's quite a bit to write about when it comes to a legacy of a team.
And you could see the emotion on Coach Saban's face, and he's not one to show his emotion. And you saw that last night after the game. He was crying. I think with what had to happen for these kids, student-athletes, whatever you want to call them, to have them really prioritize and have a myopic view of life that we have to somehow, some way, get this football season in. And they did it. And to be able to do it during these times, these conditions, these hurdles, these obstacles, that's amazing. And that you only played SEC teams, and then you go into the playoffs, you knock off Notre Dame, you knock off Ohio State. That's as impressive as you will ever see in this sport. He's got 7 titles now. And I'm looking at the latest odds. He is favored to win the national title coming up next year. Yeah, Paulie.
One thing I was thinking about with this college football season, even though Ohio State didn't win this game, they still had a great year. Ohio State's been the class of the Big Ten for quite a while now. They've separated themselves even more. It feels like the Big Ten is Ohio State and a bunch of teams playing around with some good football.
The odds to win the national title next year, it's Alabama 3-1, Clemson 4-1, Ohio State 15-2, Oklahoma 15-2, and then Georgia 12-1, Notre Dame 15-1. It's basically the same teams. You know, sometimes interchangeable in there, Texas A&M, Iowa State's in there, Florida, Texas at 25-1, North Carolina 30-1, USC 30-1. LSU 30-1, Cincinnati 30-1. We're also talking about, you know, coaches who get on the hot seat after winning a championship. Ed Orgeron at LSU feels like that seat's at least a little bit warm down there, and a year after winning a national championship. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Want to make way for Sal Palantonio, the great football reporter for ESPN, and figured that if we could lasso Sal on a busy day and talk to him about what exactly happened in Philadelphia and led to the parting of Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. Sal, thanks for joining us on short notice. So, was Doug Peterson fired?
Yes. He was fired. And I think the chronology of it, Dan, is pretty simple. You got to go back to last year. He announced that Mike Groh, his then offensive coordinator, would be staying on. And then within a day later, he had to reverse direction and Mike Groh was fired along with some other assistant. So I think it started there. And then it built up to the point where he said in his postseason press conference with Howie Roseman that he wanted to have more control over picking coaches and perhaps players. And that was a signal. And maybe it was a signal that we didn't really catch on to enough. But it was pretty clear. And then there were some offensive assistants let go. He had this group of offensive coaches helping him, Morningwig, Scangarella, gone. And he wanted to make Press Taylor his offensive coordinator, elevate him from quarterback's coach. And the organization didn't agree with that direction. And so they parted ways.
How attractive is this Eagles job?
I don't know, Dan. I don't know how attractive it is. Listen, there's one of 32 jobs, right? You know, somebody's going to take the job. There's going to be a lot of money involved. You don't turn down an NFL head coaching job. But if you have seven openings, you have a lot of more lucrative situations, more attractive situations. Let's start with the obvious. You're walking into a home-cooked quarterback controversy. That's never good for a head coach. Two, your offensive line was absolutely devastated by injuries. 13 different offensive line combinations, most in the NFL. It destroyed Wentz's ability to play. And let's be truthful about it. Jalen Hurts didn't look good on the run either. Constantly under pressure. Your general manager made a $136 million mistake and kept his job. And so you're walking into a situation as a head coach where you already have the GM picked for you. You have two quarterbacks, one of whom had one of the worst seasons in NFL history, certainly in franchise history. And so your first question has to be to Jeffrey Lurie, what are we doing at quarterback? And he says back to you right then, he says, can you fix Carson Wentz? And you say, oh, time out. The decision to keep Carson Wentz is an organizational decision. So what's the decision by the organization? Are we keeping him? Or are we trying to move him? Are we shopping him? If we're keeping him, if you're telling me my job is to fix Carson Wentz, then that's a completely different conversation.
Do you think Doug Peterson's happy he's out of there?
Oh, I know Doug well. Doug is a really centered, grounded, nice guy. I've been covering the league going back to 1988. He's my favorite guy I've ever had to cover. Favorite, easy, bar none. He's available. He is truthful. He's a solid family guy. He's about making sure his players are taken care of. And he's a really easy guy to talk to and get along with. And I think Doug is about right now. In fact, I talked to someone close to him yesterday, Dan. Doug is right now about taking some time, letting the air out of the pressure a little bit, go back to his home in Jupiter, Florida, with his wife, Jeannie, and his beautiful family. They're very faith-based, faith-centered. They'll talk about it. They'll pray about it. And then they'll decide what to do. So I think he's relieved that he doesn't have to deal with what he had. Listen, you got to remember, he started the season in August with COVID-19. You remember that, right? He survived the deadliest disease known to man in 100 years. And so maybe he's thinking, okay, I got to just be mindful of where I am in life. I brought a Super Bowl title to a city that never had one. I have a beautiful family. I've made a lot of money. Let's just take a breath and see where we are.
We're talking to Sal Palantonio of the Mothership. Yeah, just trying to figure this out. When you start to look at, they got some older players. They missed on some draft picks. The quarterbacking situation there, there's other openings that feel like they're far more advantageous for somebody if they're going to take their first NFL job, that they would go into that. The expectation level is still high in Philadelphia.
It's a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So but would they let him go if they didn't already have a plan in place? Because normally if you make a decision like this, you have a pretty good idea of what you're going to do to follow up this decision.
Yeah, and this is something that you and I talked about last week. I was against firing Doug Peterson, and I'm still against it. And I said to you last week, I want to know what the plan is, right? You say you want a revolution, let me know what the plan is. So right now I feel like they're interested in interviewing Mike Kafka, the quarterback's coach, under Andy Reid in Kansas City. They tried to make Kafka a candidate for offensive coordinator last year and were rebuffed by Big Red. I think they will look at Eric Bieniemy and will definitely interview him. I think they will have a sincere, authentic interest in interviewing Deuce Daly, their running backs coach and assistant head coach, and they should.
Yeah.
Deuce is really well-liked in the locker room, and it's Deuce's time for sure, 100%. And they should look at him. I know they're interested in Brian Daboll. Daboll is a Bob Lamont client. So is Howie Roseman. As everybody has well documented, Lamont likes to have the GM and the coach in the same place. Problem is, I think the Jets and the Chargers both have serious interest in Daboll, and Daboll has serious interest in those teams, which goes back to your point. Those two places may be more attractive than Philly because of Herbert and the second overall pick.
I'll leave you with this. Do we still know exactly what happened with the Nate Sudfeld decision and when he was going to play and whose call it was? Because I'm still fascinated by that, and it feels like that locker room may have gotten fractured because of this.
Dan, to quote Bill Belichick, I'm on to Cincinnati.
Great to talk to you, Sal. Thanks for joining us. Sal Palantonio, the mothership. Yeah, I'd still want to find out exactly what happened, just for curiosity's sake there. That's all. I'd like to find that out just to go, now, why did he need to play then? Because if you started him in that game against Washington, I would have no problem with it whatsoever. We want to see what we have. And now I don't agree with it because I still think you need to find out what you have with Jalen Hurts. But Sal talked about the $136 million mistake that the GM made, Howie Roseman. That's Carson Wentz's contract. This isn't a great opening. When you think about it, old team, bloated salary, messy quarterbacking situation, guys who thought they were going to get traded, didn't get traded, still there. What kind of coach is coming in? What's his system going to be? Then you won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. Yeah, McLevin.
But you have a fan base that will embrace you and love you no matter what happens.
You almost said it with a straight face. You almost said it with a straight face.
You could have Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and
it doesn't matter.
They're going to call in Monday morning and scream at the top of their lungs.
There's no way I would want this job. No way.
Oh, and the Jets job isn't exactly paradise in that regard.
I'd rather have the Jets. I'd rather have the Jets situation. They're not in salary cap hell. They do have a decent quarterback. They have the number two pick overall. And it feels like the expectation level is going to rise with you. It's already up here. You've got to come and get it. It's going to rise with you. Now, it might be a disaster, but right now, if you said I could have the Eagles job or the Jets job, I'd take the Jets job. I'd take the Chargers job. I'd take Jacksonville. I really like the Chargers job.
So you want to be the Jags coach so I can see you play on Yahoo on a Wednesday morning from London? Come on. That job is crazy. Or is it going to be on TikTok now?
Would you rather be the Eagles head coach?
Yes. I think Jacksonville needs to decide what they want to do. Because I love Trevor, actually. I probably would take Trevor, but bit of an odd situation.
Is this Philly McLovin or against the grain NFL analyst McLovin?
I still think there's some institutional excellence in Philadelphia that I have not seen in these other
teams. You should be institutionalized.
Come on, they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. They win the NFC East every year.
So what? They thought so much of their coach, they fired him.
You want to take Jacksonville?
I would take Jacksonville over Philadelphia. I got salary cap room. I got a rookie quarterback on his contract. And I got no pressure. I got no pressure in town. If they go 9-7, Urban Meyer gets a statue. He gets a Bud Light statue. Yes, Seton.
Andrew does have a point, though, that Jacksonville as an organization seems to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the league. Like, yeah, well, yes. Technically, yes, we are still here in Jacksonville, yes.
But Urban Meyer won't allow that to happen. Now, if you bring in somebody else who's just going to be sort of a puppet in that puppet government, then, yeah, then, you know, Doug Marrone is not going to go, I demand that Urban Meyer's going in there. And if he's the guy, that changes the culture. Very few coaches can actually go in there and change the culture. Urban Meyer would change the culture. Yeah, McLovin.
What about that part about Shad Khan wanting more power, more
Oh, set? No. That's where Urban Meyer goes. Mr. Khan, I think you misspoke. You said you were going to be involved in the roster moves. I think you misspoke. You need to clarify that with the media. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, how does Florida State not get involved? If Urban Meyer wants to go back to coaching and wants to go down to Florida, Florida State should offer $1 million more than what Jacksonville offers. There's a program that needs Urban Meyer.
Yeah,
I know they haven't been mentioned.
I don't
this.
Know if Urban's going to be able to come back to college.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Show cost?
Yeah, I don't know. But Texas offered him. Texas offered him, you know, $10 million. You know, they wanted him. Steve Sarkisian is flying to Texas. Did you see the tweet that he sent out to his recruits? Like, watch this bleep. I'll call you after the game. Which is always pretty good, you know, when you're recruiting and you say to your recruits, hey, I got to go coach in the national title game and I'll get back to you guys right after we win it. Yeah, Paulie.
Last night's Alabama win was the biggest win in Texas football in the past 10 years.
Are they going to celebrate this? Because
yes.
Didn't Texas embrace Steve Sarkisian being the offensive coordinator at Alabama and Devontae Smith winning the Heisman and Texas sort of glommed onto that, hey, we got the guy who was the guy who helped the guy win the Heisman, and he's our head coach. Yeah, McLovin.
Remember that picture of Urban Meyer after he went to Florida and he has his recruiting class next to him? So Cam Newton's standing there, even though he was in high school. Like, these guys is that how they perpetuate success by using this as a tool?
You'll have coaches who call, believe it or not, I can't say one of the coaches who I know did it because he told me, called it halftime of a national title game. Halftime. Imagine being 18 and you're watching the game and all of a sudden you're like, hey, it's for you, Skippy. What? Who is it? It's coach. What? Hey, coach, shouldn't you be talking to your team? It's halftime. Yeah, I feel so confident, and I'm going to be even more confident when I get you on campus.
Just want you to know right now I'm thinking about you, son. You're the only thing that's on my mind right now. I don't care about this game. I care about landing you. You're what's most important. I'll walk out of this locker room right now.
But if you're a player, there's part of you that goes, I think you should be thinking about the game itself.
No way. The ego in you is like, damn right.
No, because then next year when you're in the national title game and you know coach is like, no, I don't. I almost did an impersonation, and that's not fair. I'm not even talking about this. I'm not even talking about it.
We would have got you about
I know.
2 seconds.
No, I'm not even doing it. I'm just doing a coaching impersonation. Yes, McLovin.
You started with a huh. I thought it was no. Harbaugh, but you said the national title game, not Boca Raton.
Wow.
Harsh. Post-Eagles firing McLovin is salty.
You know, every time we do this where we call out somebody, Fritzy's the one that grimaces because it makes it harder for him to then call Michigan and say, hey, we'd love to have Coach Harbaugh on.
Oh, you were the show that had me with the comment.
Because every time we play Brady Hoke, I hear from somebody at Michigan where not funny anymore. Yeah, Seton.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize it was our fault Todd wasn't getting these guests.
Whoa! It's a Seton walk-off.
He's leaving. It's a walk-off.
Now you can. I need you back for a little while. All right, let me take a break here. We'll come back with J.C. Tretter. He is the starting center of my Cleveland Browns after the big win. Now they got Kansas City Chiefs coming up, and Bruce Arians will join us in an hour from now as Drew Brees and the Saints get ready for the Buccaneers. Take a break, 23 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Discover something amazing. Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. And that's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report, limitations apply, discover.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Their Sprinter van that you could win. Go to Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes to enter. Get official rules. Visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th. Mercedes-Benz vans. Bruce Arians, the Buccaneers head coach, will join us coming up. They have their third go-round with the New Orleans Saints coming up this weekend. The Cleveland Browns will face off with the Kansas City Chiefs and their star center, J.C. Treader, back on the program. He's also the NFL Players Association president. Glad to have you on after the big win there. I was curious, when you saw the snap by Pouncey over Ben's head, as a center, when do you know that you've had a snap that is not going to hit its target?
Usually right away. And I think out of in my career, if you go back and listen to TV copies, I think they've caught me instantly cussing the moment the play gets started, because you know it immediately almost.
So it's basically an oblique.
Yeah.
Do you apologize to the – how long do you wait to apologize to the quarterback?
They usually know that the center is usually pretty upset as is. So I think they usually lay off you for a little bit and keep their distance, because they know you're pretty fired up yourself.
What was your reaction when you saw that snap?
It's a little funny, because it's I probably every offensive line does it, but pretty much every first series of the game, you kind of sit there and say, man, a defensive touchdown would be nice right now, huh? And then all of a sudden the first play that happens. So, it got a few chuckles out of the guys on the sidelines, because we've done that almost every game, said that before the first snap of the game, and then it happens. And it just gives you a bunch of momentum, kind of a shot in the arm to get that game started.
The 28-0, when you're leading 28-0, it's still the first quarter. Like, that's I don't know what that feeling's like, because you still have the whole, three more quarters and you're playing Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. What was that like, that feeling?
Yeah, I mean, the first thought is you can't get complacent. You can't start thinking that that's enough. You know how talented they are on offense and how talented they are on defense. You got to keep scoring. And you just got to keep plugging away, understanding that you're off to a great start, but there's still a lot of time left and they can do a lot of damage really quickly.
But when Pittsburgh cuts it to 12, what are you thinking?
We got to score. You knew you had to put on a drive that's going to extend the lead, push it further ahead, and just give the defense the time. I think if you look back at the time of possession, we knew our defense was on the field the vast majority of that game, and we knew we had to put a drive together, a long one, that gave them a time to rest and recover and then get back out there to finish strong.
And it may sound strange, JC, but I did say this yesterday. Without a crowd there, if there was a crowd, I don't think Pittsburgh falls behind 28-0. And I just don't know if the crowd allows them to. It's weird. I just felt that there was no crowd. It felt like that neutralized Heinz Field for you guys. How did it feel not hearing that crowd that you've normally heard before?
Well, I think it also impacts the momentum of the game, where it's without the fans there to kind of revitalize a team or re-energize the team. What's happening in the game has a lot more impact on the momentum of the game, where when something goes wrong, the team itself has to kind of straighten the course and not rely on the outside factor, the fans getting more involved and getting the crowd noise up. So I think that definitely impacts it without fans at the stadium when something like that goes wrong. I think it impacts teams a little more.
He's the Browns center, J.C. Treader, joining us. He's also the NFL Players Association president. Tell me the story about Blake Hentz, that Baker said he didn't even know who his offensive guard was, getting ready for the game. Like, how's that happen?
Well, we've had some injury issues and some COVID issues in the last couple of weeks. We brought some new guys into the team, and we haven't been able to really practice that much. So we haven't had much time at the facility for the new guys to get used to practice and get to know everybody. So once our fill-in left guard got hurt, we had to bring in a guy who was here for a week and only practiced really one day with us. And he came jogging in. I remember pulling him aside and I was like, hey, what don't you know right now? Like, what are you worried about? So I can try to fill you in these next 3 minutes before we have to go out there and keep playing. But yeah, I think Baker said that he introduced himself in the locker room before the game for the first time they actually spoke. It's just kind of a crazy year.
How important is practice this time of the year in person?
It depends. There's definitely a use for it when it comes to keeping your acclimation up and keeping your muscles and tendons and tissues loaded so you don't have soft tissue injuries. You need to be able to run around and cut for that reason. But I think there's definitely a benefit to keeping guys healthy and having guys fresh. And there's always that balance of what to do. Now, we are forced into kind of an unscheduled mini bye week. And I know when I got back to the practice field on Friday, it was probably the best I've felt this late in the season in a long time. So there are definitely benefits too. And it's up to the coaches to kind of make that balance of how much rest do you give, how much practice do you need. And now our hand was forced. But I think it definitely, if you look at a glass half full, helped us starting fast and just playing really fast.
What do you think Coach Stefanski was like at home in his basement?
Well, I'm sure a lot of nerves, a little feeling of helplessness. After the first snap, probably those feelings go away a little bit, probably settles you in, knowing that you get a big play to start the game. But I'm sure it's tough. He's been such a great leader for us all season. To not be able to be there and be in it and help lead us, I'm sure, is a difficult thing to sit back and have to watch.
What's the game plan against Kansas City offensively?
Well, they're super talented in both facets, both their offense and their defense. I think, as in any game, we have to be able to run the ball. That's kind of been our staple all year. We have to be able to run the ball, keep the ball in our possession as much as possible. And then we got to be able to protect the quarterback. And they've got great rushers on that side of the ball, just like Pittsburgh did. And we have to do a good job of putting our guys in position to protect as long as possible, as long as Baker needs to make the throws he needs to make to keep moving the chains.
Do you find yourself at all trying to calm him down, Baker?
No, I don't think I could. But I think he's been so great for us, both as a player this year and a leader. And he's really taken that next step in both of those departments this entire year. And he's everything you want on the sideline as a leader, on the field as a leader, in the locker room as a leader.
I just don't want him to get into this, I got to match Patrick Mahomes. I don't want him to get into this ego thing. You guys know your identity. And I think that's the reason why you guys are so dangerous, is you're a running team and play action. And can you tell Baker I said that, JC, just so you remind him, don't try to do anything. You know, you're not Mahomes. You don't need to be Mahomes. You can still beat Mahomes, but you got to listen to me, okay?
I'll let him know, but I think Baker knows his only focus is winning right now. So I don't think he's worried about stats or anything like that. He's just worried about what the final score at the end of the game is and whether the Browns have more points than whoever they're playing.
As the NFL Players Association president, everybody's all in on an extra game next season?
Well, we already negotiated that.
I know, but is everybody all in on that? What was the vote? Do you know what the percentage was of those who said yay and nay?
I think it passed by like 60 total votes, right around there. So it was a tight vote. And I know that was a point of contention, was the additional game. But that's what the majority of the players voted to pass, with the gains we made in revenue, minimum salaries, player safety issues. So we got gains back in exchange for that game. And now we're continuing to work on those player safety issues and continue to try to make changes for the betterment of the players' health and well-being, even after the CBA is done.
I just worry about another couple of dead games, though, JC, that don't mean anything. And I don't know. I just everybody wants more, but more is not better here. And I know it gives you guys an extra paycheck, but I don't think the quality of play. You're going to have teams that are going to be clinching in week 15. And then what do you do with those games? And then what if you're playing a playoff team like Philadelphia did against Washington? Those are the things I'm concerned most about.
Yeah, I think that's what the league has to look at. So they purchased the option to go to 17 games, and they have to make the decision of when they want to and if they want to. So, you know, they've already made that purchase, and now they have to kind of make those decisions and look at all the information of what's best for the game of football itself.
Also, they haven't decided yet. They purchased the right to do it, but they haven't decided if they're going to do it next year.
Right. I think the last I've heard is they've talked about how they would do it schedule-wise and what they would need to do, but I don't think they've officially moved forward with the 17th game as of now.
Well, good luck in Kansas City, and tell Baker that people did believe in the Browns, okay? That
will do.
People did and do believe in the Browns. Oh, I hate when players do that, okay? And tell him to keep his hat on backwards as well. You know, I'm fine with that. I don't have any problem with that, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, JC.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
JC Treader, he went to an Ivy League school, McLovin.
Well, I mean, Cornell.
I know. Isn't that Cornell Farming School?
Yeah, it's like a state school of some sort. I'm not really sure.
I would love to have gone to sort of an Ivy League school. I like how, you know, but do people at Princeton just look down upon you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, Ross Tucker looks down on me.
Well,
every
he does.
Time.
Yeah.
Sarah Spain, the journalist, was honored by the Ivy League last night. I said, oh, that's amazing that a state school is in the Ivy's an honor. She went to Cornell. Yeah.
Oh.
It was a terrible Ivy League Twitter war that was disgusting, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
Yep.
Those are the three?
Yeah.
Then I can look down upon everybody else. Like, if you went to Penn.
Penn State, which I don't know what you're talking about there.
Unless you went to Wharton School of Business.
Yeah, then. Harvard being the one, I think. I think Harvard's one,
then Princeton, or no, then Yale?
Then Yale, then Princeton.
Okay, yeah, Paul.
So Harvard, Yale, Princeton are like Mahomes, Rodgers, and Russell Wilson, and then you drop a tier to the Josh Allen, Tom Brady. Is that kind of how it is?
So we're attaching quarterbacks to the
Ivy League. So is Russell Wilson sort of the Cornell of that list then?
Yeah, I don't know if Russ...
Not in October, he wasn't.
Russ wasn't cooking.
But in October,
his Bunsen burner was not on in the last 6 weeks of the season.
And Rodgers is like if Harvard had an off year last year, but Harvard was back.
Mm.
So like Ryan Tannehill is brown? Is that where? I don't know.
Sort of a pass-fail guy, yeah.
Yeah, laid back.
God, if I would have known Brown was pass-fail, like I would have really tried to get into Brown.
Kind of like if all Tannehill has to do is hand the ball off. It's like, here's $100 million. Great. Fantastic.
No, I think it's run or fail for Ryan Tannehill. It's either Derrick Henry runs or we fail.
Here you go. Give it to him.
It's not pass-fail. Yeah,
well,
McLeod.
Well, the real thing with Brown, if we want to get real here, is they were famous for co-ed bathrooms. Like, the freshman dorms, like, there's not a single male or female bathroom on the whole campus. So, like, people are like, oh, am I going to go to Dartmouth or Brown? A lot of people chose Dartmouth because of that. I don't know.
I don't get that.
It's a college thing. I mean, a lot of campuses are like that.
I know. My daughter, I'm moving her in last year, the year before, and all of a sudden, you got co-ed bathrooms. And I go, why? And she goes, I don't know. Why not? And I go, do you need it? Yeah, Paul.
When you say co-ed bathrooms, and I'll say this delicately, is it for the cleaning part of the bathroom situation or
the use?
The business part. So like the urinals and are together and the showers
are
together?
Well, I didn't go in. I just saw boys going in and then girls going in. Right.
So if you're getting your stuff ready to get in the shower, there's a bunch of people near you.
No, I don't think it's like an open, like, a you know, if you go into.
Brown is. I mean, it is open. These are full use dormitory bathrooms. Yeah, I mean, you wear a towel before you get in, but it is like, it is open. They weren't built that way. They were built as single sex, and then they just abolished
them. Yes, Todd.
I know the Syracuse ones, it's for anyone can use the bathroom, but there's individual doors for privacy for each one of the stalls.
But that's crazy. It is, right? Crazy. Pass fail, okay. I don't need co-ed bathrooms. As the father of three daughters, I don't need any knuckleheads around them. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll update our poll results as well. And we're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for spring football. Yeah. Remember then when that was just an idea a few months back? We kind of forgot about it. These are the conferences that are planning to play football in the spring. I don't know what kind of football, but some kind of football, and maybe it's a 4, 5, 6 game schedule. Big Sky, Big South, CAA, MEAC, NBC, NEC, OVC, Patriot League, Pioneer League, SoCon, Southland, SWAC. This is great. This is Paulie's wheelhouse.
1AA, baby.
Yeah. Big Sky.
And they're all starting at different points. Like some teams may start in February, some may start mid-March.
You know, you look at what's happening with basketball. In the NBA, with college basketball, just everything's been overshadowed by the NFL and college football, certainly the NFL. And if you're watching what's going on or keeping an eye on what's going on in the NBA, maybe if you haven't been, you're going to be surprised because they're canceling games. NBA is probably going to have to do a reset here. And then you got college basketball. Like, it's commonplace if you go, we're going to have to cancel that game. We're going to have to cancel a couple of games. It just feels like every game is becoming a coin toss of will we play or won't we play? Then you got this mystery with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving left the team. This was after the riots in the Capitol. He didn't want to play that night. He told his teammates he wasn't going to play. Apparently did not tell his head coach, Steve Nash. Kyrie has not returned to the Nets. They're still playing. They were without Kevin Durant because of COVID. But this mystery with Kyrie Irving, and I don't know if it's just because he doesn't want to play because of what's happening or happened in our nation's capital, but that has been a great mystery here. If Kyrie doesn't want to play for whatever reason, that's up to him and the organization. But to be a professional, which he's always asking members of the media to be professional and let your coach know where you are. I mean, that's only fair. In a situation like this, and it's not asking much, because when Steve Nash doesn't know where you are, or when your teammates know more than your head coach does, that's not being professional. If there is something that's bigger, some more important, if there's health, if it, whatever it might be, it can be all sorted out, but you need to be a professional. and let your head coach know where you are. All right, update the poll results, McLevin.
Should Jalen Waddle have played last night? 54% say yes, 46% say no.
He had not won a national title, and he is a junior, true junior. Every four-year class recruited by Nick Saban at Alabama has won at least one national championship. That spans 14 classes there, which is pretty amazing. What? Give me something to go with in the final hour here, poll question-wise.
Well, I saw we were having this debate all day about the number two pick, and now the big debate is we can't decide where to put Mac Jones. I know you don't want to dive into draft yet, but I just don't get it. I don't get eyeballing. The dude had the best season, like, since. Why is he different than Joe Burrow? I don't understand what Joe Burrow is that he's not, except Joe Burrow's faster.
I think Joe Burrow is a better athlete.
Yeah.
I think, and the only research that I've done on Mac Jones is the research that somebody who gets paid to do research told me and said, you know, we're still in the beginning stages of assessing these players, but Mac is not a guy who extends a play. Mac in the pocket is great. He's comfortable, but he's got a pro offensive line, pro wide receivers, and a pro running back, and he's got a Hall of Fame head coach. You're trying to, you know, factor all of those things in or take those things out in assessing how good he is. I still go back to, if I look at Mac Jones and I say, can he throw players open? Well, they're always open at Alabama. And there's no pass rush. Ohio State hit him twice last night. He should put up great numbers. But I don't know if he's a first-round draft pick or a third-round draft pick.
Isn't that the story with a lot of quarterbacks? Like now it seems to be clear that you have to look over the pieces around him. Tua obviously had the same situation. Yeah. Joe Burrow had the same situation.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know if Joe Burrow was a first-round draft pick or a fifth-round draft pick or somewhere in between, because the previous season at LSU, I think the scouts looked at him as a fifth-round draft pick. Then he became the number one pick overall. With Tua, I think Tua was always in the mix to be a high draft pick. I just don't know. Like, if you're the Miami Dolphins and you could trade for Deshaun Watson and you trade Tua, you trade the third pick overall, you trade another pick this year, and maybe you trade another pick the following year and you get Deshaun Watson. Would you do that? And I don't know if the Dolphins would do that. But if I'm the Dolphins, I at least make a call. Yeah, Paul.
There are only 2.5 years difference in age, Tua and Deshaun Watson. Less than 3 years.
But Deshaun Watson had an unbelievable season for a team that won 4 games. He really did. And you have to look at the number. You have to find the numbers to go, oh, my gosh, yes, he did. He was unbelievable. It's going to be a crazy, crazy offseason, and there's probably not going to be a combine either. Final hour coming up. One more item in the second hour, and it's M-Drive. I told you about this, and some of you have already taken me up on the offer. If you want to fight aging, you want to compete with younger guys, this is the way to do it. Start right every morning. Got to eat right. You got to work out. You got to be healthy. You got to think about being healthy. I take a supplement. It's called M-Drive, an everyday supplement for driven guys. There's so many other things that they offer, but start with this. Go to the website. Go to mdrivedan.com. And it was over 10 years ago that M-Drive was created by an elite scientist. He made it for himself. He was trying to figure out, how do I stay young? He refused to let age beat him. So how do you feel today? You tired? You gaining weight? Losing your drive? Not wanting to work out? Do you eat right? Well, you can fight back. And this is one of the first steps you take. Get that everyday supplement. Energy, strength, drive. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Go to mdrivedan.com. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.